That was wonderful. I almost didn't want that to end. What a way to celebrate. Thank you. How do I feel now that I've been to my first Pride event? No, it's a good feeling, darling. I promise. I think I feel lighter, if that makes sense. Almost invigorated? Oh, yes, the roses the other couple gave us. That was so incredibly sweet. Here, I'll grab a vase for them. We can get some flower food later tonight or tomorrow to make them last longer. And the little pride flag is so cute. I think they'll look great on the dining room table. Yes, I can't stop smiling. All of the colors and the amount of people. I mean, I know from statistics that the Detroit LGBTQIA+ community is quite large, so it makes logical sense that a pride event would be at the scale that it was. But it's an entirely different thing when you're in the middle of it, right? The parade and all of the performers, who were fantastic, weren't they? It's amazing, the effort they put into things like this. Especially with the summer weather, it can't be easy. And to see so many smiles and happy people. And all of the dogs. So many happy dogs with their families. I suppose something about stepping out into a giant crowd of people and feeling like you belong is so absolutely freeing. Feeling it on that scale, it's something I've never experienced. We didn't have to worry about how anyone was going to react, and I didn't feel like I was going to have to defend us, defend you, and it was like I could feel the tension I didn't even realize I had just disappear. The community, I suppose, is what I was feeling, wasn't it? It didn't matter who you were. You just belonged. Truly something that I haven't felt before. Thank you so much. I genuinely can't thank you enough for bringing me along. I love you. I know I've said it a lot today. There were just so many moments where I would look at you and just feel this overwhelming force of love coming out of me. I just couldn't help but say it. What about you? What were some of your favorite things? I mean, sure. You seeing me enjoying everything for the first time can be your favorite part. I just hope I didn't embarrass you with all my gawking. I'm glad. But you agree. The community was the best part. Yes. It's also, even though we're back home now, just the idea that there are that many people in Detroit alone who are out there, who are part of the community, or at least allies to it. It gives me hope, I think. And seeing humans with androids, and androids with other androids too, it's just... I suppose this is an example of the balance and peace that Marcus was striving for since the beginning. I thought I understood it before. But now, thank you, darling. I honestly can't say it enough. It makes me want to work harder. Because being out with people, with community, it should always feel like that. We shouldn't be afraid to go outside and just be it human or android. I want every day to feel like today. And while I know that's a logical fallacy, I can't help but hope that even with the ups and downs of life, that there is no fear in our fellow man or machine. Only camaraderie, community, family. Is that too big of a dream? Thank you, sweetheart. Do you think that we could perhaps convince Hank to come next year and bring Sumo? I'm sure he'd love to get all the attention. And maybe Hank could also use a bit of what we saw today. I don't know. I think we all need a little faith restoring in humanity. And you gave it to me. In spades. Happy Pride, darling.